Receptionist, 1972. The men weren't in charge. My mother was, at her desk by the tall Third Avenue window, executive secretary. The men tried to get me drunk at lunch on magnums of cheap white wine at the Indian restaurant by the river, and kept taxidermied piranhas on their giant desks. I sat out front, behind an even larger desk, guarding a door two guys high all summer. I was 19. Mom had already taught me to drink Beck's Dark and whiskey sours. "Fun city," said the mayor. I was no easy prey. My acid-addled ex-boyfriend cried on the couch in the lobby when I told him to go away, his muddy eyes matching the awful wall paneling. "He seemed a nice young man," someone said. The pay was good. I typed poems on the correcting Selectric with its magic white ribbon that could lift mistakes right off the page. The phone seldom rang. It was fine to crack jokes when it did. I thought the job easy. Once I watched a solar eclipse with Mom from her desk, and the Midtown air went gray as someone dying. "There's a blackness in everything," Mom said, "even light." The real receptionist came back from vacation. I went back to school. As always, my mother was right.